Amen. 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 Everybody say amen. 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 See the little baby, baby, lying in a manger. Early in the morning. Amen. 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 Everybody say amen. Amen. Everybody say amen. 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 Let the sisters say amen. Let the sisters say amen. Let the sisters say amen. 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 Come on, brothers, say amen. All the brothers say amen. All the brothers say amen. 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 Everybody say amen. Everybody say amen. Everybody say amen. 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 Always keeping the main thing, thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for us. This morning, He got us up out of our bed. Didn't have to do it, but He did. In our right minds, having a desire to come out and worship Him, we ought to be thankful for that. Also, I'm thankful for Jerry and the rest of the brethren for giving me another opportunity to come out and say something to you. I hope and pray something said that will draw all of us closer to God this morning. Amen. I'm not going to be long, as always. Amen. So, please, you know, save that sleep till you get home. You know, when you get home, you can really sleep. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss something. Amen. Because I got something to give you this morning. Amen. And I don't want you to miss it. I know how it is. I can't even say I've been there and done that. I'm here now, you know. Many places I've been, you know, get kind of long distance, and I get, you know, nod headed, like, you know, sleepy, like, but this bear with me for a while. This morning, my lesson is coming from the Second Timothy 3:13. 2 Timothy 3:13. And it reads, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Our lesson this morning is from bad to worse. Someone has said, no news is good news, but we say something a little different. We say the gospel is good news. Amen? And we need some more gospel today because we're sure enough getting some bad news. I mean bad news. You got people with a full of hate. Amen? When you chop a baby's head off, that's hate. When you burn the baby, that's hate. When you rape and cut off women's head, that's hate. When you're just shooting people for no reason, that's hate, and that's bad news. We don't want to hear that. Amen? But something is happening. Why that's happening? Amen? because we have lost our minds. Amen? We have left our first love, as we stated before, and we have lost our minds. Amen? And that's why things is getting worse and worse, according to the Bible. Instead of drawing near to God, men choose not to. It's not because we don't preach enough, or is it? Do we preach enough? It's not because we don't teach enough, or is it? Do we teach enough? It's not because we don't love enough, or is it? Do we love enough? Do we preach like we mean it? Do we teach like we mean it? Do we love like we mean it? The question is yours, for you to answer, for me to answer. I'm led to believe this, that many have turned away from the truth to that which seemeth right, and turned to a way that seemed better than the truth. Amen? It's like the Bible says, for there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death. And we go over this over and over and over. Amen? It seems right. The Bible teaches that if a man try to save himself, he would lose it. But if he loses himself, he would save it. They're saying today God's way may have worked for grandma, and God's way may have worked for grandpa, but it's just not working for us today. So we got to do something about it. We got to do something a little different. Amen. It seems like the world's way is working a little bit better. You know, it's working better than God's way. It's like God's way is a little out of date. It's like it's yesterday's news. Amen? And people are falling that way. It's not, and we look at it, we say, you know, a lot of happenings over there. You know, it's a lot of happenings over there. But it's happening right here, too. Amen? Some stuff is happening right here, too. This morning, I was looking at the news, and a man, he just came up to this 79-year-old woman and snatched her purse and threw her down and break her arm. Are you with me? Why? We say why. But we are not asked that question because we know why. Because God said so. They said that these perilous times, this will get worse and worse. It ain't going to get no better. It's going to get worse and worse. So God has told us this. He has warned us about these perilous times, these days. And if we're looking for it to get better, we need to think about that. Because God's word says it's going to get worse. So we ought to prepare ourselves for the worst. Amen? And in preparing, we ought to teach better. Maybe we had to teach longer. Who knows? We need to preach better. Maybe we got to preach longer. Who knows? We need to love more. Sure enough, we do. Amen? And that love comes with patience. It comes teaching people who got a hard head. Amen? It's teaching folks who got a lot of hate in them. You try to teach it so that hate could come out. We got different folks to teach. Amen. It would have been nice if everybody listened. But somebody ain't going to listen. And then sometimes what we do is we stay too long teaching somebody who don't want to know. And it's somebody who really want to know ain't getting it because we're staying too long. Amen. Too long. There. I'm not saying you might have to come back, but some people just don't want to know. Amen? It just don't want to know. in this world, it seems like they're turning from God's way unto their own way. And as the book said, if you try to save yourself, you're going to lose it. But if you lose yourself, you would find God. Amen. And the world don't seem to understand that. What they understand is that God is a little slow in these days. He's not answering our prayers. Amen. We're doing good. We're doing the right thing. But he's just not doing his part. Psalm 73, the psalmist Asaph said, he said like this. He said, I saw the prosperity of the wicked. He said they was prospering left and right. He said they was doing wrong and still prospering. They say they wake up in the morning doing wrong, go to sleep doing wrong, all day long doing wrong, and seem like nothing happened. He said that he said if I do something wrong, I get punished for it. Amen. But these people, they just keep on doing wrong and doing wrong, and nothing happens. But Asaph said, read it sometime, Psalm 73, he said, until I went into the sanctuary, then he found out that they were on slippery ground. Amen. You see, people, it might seem like it's a lot of them getting away with it, a lot of people getting away with wrong, but they're not. Amen. They're not. That's why God loves us so much, because some of us were like that. Amen. He loved us so much that he gave us a chance over and over and over and over again to get it right. Amen. And guess what we did? We got it right. But there are some who didn't. Some who don't want it. Some who don't believe. And we got all this mess going on today. We've seen on the news that people just, like 20 people, just bum rush a store. And just steal stuff and just leave. Are you with me? That, you know, when I was coming up, not in Jerry days now, but when I was coming up, right? If you stole, stealing, you would do it undercover, you know? You'd wear a mask or something, but you know, undercover, right? Well, these people are bold. They just go right in the store, tear up stuff, and just take it. This is where we're at today. Amen? People who don't care, who don't know God, they don't understand the trouble that they're getting themselves in. Amen? But we know that. We ought to be thankful for that. They believe like this. They believe that, you know, it's nothing wrong with, you know, a little sin here, a little sin there. Amen. We don't do the big sins, you know, those sins that will really get you in trouble. Are you with me? We do, you know, just the small sins, you know, the sins that count, the sins that make things work. That's the sin that we do. Amen. You know, I want to vote, so I'm going to say, you know, let's do abortion. I'm going to vote, and I'm going to say, let a man marry a man. Because, you know, amen, I want the vote. I need the vote. And that's, you ain't got to worry about it. You know, amen, you know, you ain't got to worry about that. You know, just let's go along with this little sin. It ain't no big thing. You know, because God is love. You know, God is love. You know, huh? But they look at it like that. They look at sin is like a tool that they're supposed to use. But look at this. Understand this. Not understanding. They do this and not the world does this and not understanding that the devil's way of doing things is through sin. Amen? The devil does things his way by sin. That's what the devil uses. He uses sin to do his will. Amen. And if any man do the devil's will, you're not going to have heaven. Are you with me? When a lot of people today, they don't even believe that no more. They don't even believe. You know, some people, I've spoken to some people, and they would say, I don't believe, you know. Why don't you believe? I spoke to her. I had one of the hardest Bible studies I ever had was with an atheist. And he said, I'm going to tell you, now you can have this study if you want it. He said, but I don't believe in the Bible. He said, I don't believe in God. I don't believe, right? I said, okay. I said, but we could still talk. He said, yeah. So I said, you ever look up at the sun? He said, yeah. I said, you know, your years of being here, have you ever seen the sun run out of gas? Stop burning. He said, no. I said, did you ever see a spaceship coming from the earth going up there and refueling the sun? He said, no. I said, well, how do you think that sun keeps burning like that? You know? And I went on and on and on, you know, about other things, how the moons just stay up there. And he said to me, you know, I never heard it like that before. But something keeping that sun burning. Something keeping that moon suspended up there. Something. Amen. It ain't me. I know it ain't me. Amen. Because I hardly can get up out of my bed in the morning. Amen. Without a grunt. Amen. So holding up a moon now. But anyway. But you see, they don't understand that. They don't understand that the devil way of doing things is through sin. The devil way of getting things done is through sin. And how he draw us is by sin. The Bible teaches of that there's some kind of, pleasure in sin. You know, people, because you remember, how it used to be. Amen. You know, we go out and we have a good old time. And then we come home and, that sin sticks with us all week because that party was so, And that sin, we think about that party, you should have been there. Amen. Or that, that, I ain't going to say that. No. But anyway, but that's how he gets us, right? But he don't tell us the whole story, the story that the wages of sin is death. He don't tell us that. He just tell us about the good time of sin. And sin, some sin gets you where you want to be. Sometimes you got to lie. Sometimes you got to cheat. Sometimes you got to steal to get somewhere that you want to be. Amen? And you got to use sin to do it. Amen? That's what the devil, he would say. Now, the devil is not here himself. Are you with me? He's not here. But he is here through his system. In his system, many men believe in his system. He's not here. He's in the air. Amen. He gets to us through his system. And most worldly men listen to him through his system because his system seemed to work. His system is like this. Try this. If that don't work, try that. If that don't work, then try this. If that don't work, try that. Amen. But you know what? God's system, it's only one way. Amen. Try that. You see? But what happened is, God may not, answer fast enough. I got to get it now. Amen. The devil wants to draw us into a trap. It's called the devil's snare. 2 Timothy 2:26. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your devil, because your adversary, the devil is as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. You ever seen the wildlife stories. You know, I like to look at that. You know, the lion running down a gazelle. You know, I like to see stuff like that. A lot of people says, no, that's death, you know. But it don't bother me like that. It bothers me when I see them, you know, beat up on an elephant now. I don't like that for some reason. I just can't handle that part. Because, you know, elephant don't bother nobody. But anyway, but have you ever seen that lion, what he does, he stalks, right? He get down and, you know, and he looks. And what he's looking for is some animal that he could, catch. Either he's looking for the young or he's looking for the weak. Amen? Amen? Because the young, they don't know where to run, how to maneuver, how to get away. And he got them. Because they might run and run right into the lion. Are you with me? And then the weak or the sick and the old maybe, right? So forth and so on. And he can get them because of their weakness. Yeah. Same thing with us. He looked for the young. Those of us who first been baptized, that's who he come after. The young. Are you with me? To keep so he could destroy us. He could take us back away from Christ so we could see hell. Amen? And that's what he wanna do. He wanna get to the weak. That's why the book says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a worker need not being ashamed. Rightly divided the word of truth. Study the book. Read, study. Have time. Make time to do it. Do it. Amen. I know a lot of games are on now, you know, and I love them, but I find time to do it. And I will say to you, do the same. Amen. Find time to do it. He wants the devil. He wants to. His system, like I said, he has a system here in the government also. Are you with me? Because they're the one who telling us, giving us all these laws, same-sex marriage, you know, so forth and so on. You know, a man could go here and now, a man could go to a clinic if he don't feel like being a man no more. Are you with me? You know, he just, you know, don't feel like being a man no more. He can go to a clinic and get himself changed over to a woman. You see? As we stated before, you've heard this before. Amen? Ain't no father in his right mind, amen, in his right mind, would walk his son down the aisle to get married and give his hand to another man. Amen? But you know, some people who believe in the system of the devil, guess what? They say it's all right because God is love. It's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, leave these people alone. They're people. They're human. They know what they want. But the devil never tell them the end. You see, the government will tell them to do it, but they won't say, listen, if you do this now, you're going to hell. They don't tell them that. You know, if you do this, you're going to hell. Now, you can do it if you want to. You know, you can kill a baby if you want. If you don't feel as though that you want this baby anymore, you want to kill your baby, go ahead. But, you know, but you're going to hell. Are you with me? They don't say that. This is where we're at. Perilous times and these times are getting worse and worse. Things are getting worse and worse. The bad things are getting badder. Amen? It's just getting badder. Amen? And the devil, you see, he tries to duplicate Christ. Amen? He wants you to hear him so much, so he want to duplicate Christ. Remember in heaven, they had this, and they had to throw him out because he want to, you know, he was beautiful angel already, but he wanted to, amen? And what he's doing now, he want to duplicate Christ so people could believe, amen? You know, if he looks like Christ, you know, So people he could draw. The Bible says, "No marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." 2 Corinthians 11:14. You see, Satan, he wants to draw, but he wants to draw like Christ. When we obey God, He blesses us by letting us be a blessing. When we obey the devil, he gets a blessing from us to do more sinning and evil for him. Matthew 4:8-9 says, "Again, the devil taketh him, Jesus, up into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things I will give thee if thou wilt just fall down on your knees and worship me." Now, can you hear that? If he's saying that to Jesus, you think he's afraid to say it to us? Are you with me? You've heard people saying that, you know, that they sold their soul to the devil for this or that. You've heard that. Amen? Amen? You know? You haven't? Well, you look at more TV. You'll hear it sooner or later. But anyway, they said that they sold their soul to the devil because they want something that God may not give them. Are you with me? And the devil, he want to duplicate God. So what he does is he do things like God would do. And he's saying to us who listen, he's saying to us who don't listen, if you worship me, I will bless you. I used to be a DJ. Way back then, right? And I saw some things, the things that I saw, I remember. I know about it. It's bad. And today, it's even worse. Are you with me? It's even worse. You have some of these boys who make these albums, they say some things that's really not right, especially about women. Amen? Terrible things about women. And guess what? They get these big awards. Giant awards. You've heard this before. These awards. Are you with me? And then when they go on stage and get these rewards, guess who? What they say? Thank you, God. Are you with me? Thank you, God. God ain't had nothing to do with that. The other God, sure, but maybe that's who he's talking about. Amen? God ain't had, and you see, and the devil will continue to what? Bless them to be rich, because that's what they want. Bless them to be famous. Amen? Because that's all they got to do is what? Keep on doing his will. Amen? That's all they got to do. Keep on doing his will. If we keep on doing his will, we're going to be caught in a trap that we can't get out. That we can't get out. And we'll stay lost. We will stay lost to the point wherein if we wanted to repent, we can't. Because there's the Bible teaches this, right? Revelations and so forth, that, you know, we can go so far the wrong way until we can't repent with a pure heart, a truthful heart. We'll say it by the mouth. Are you with me? Jerry, I stole your, I'm the one who stole your ass, Archie Yard. I did it, right? And I'm sorry. Next week, Jerry, I'm sorry that I stole your shovel. You know, next week, Jerry, I'm sorry I stole your tools. Are you with me? We will say it, but not have a repentant heart. Are you with me? You see, because sometimes we're sorry because we got caught. Are we sorry because we're guilty? But not truly sorry from the, amen? And that's why we ought to be careful when we hear people say that, you know, your deathbed confession. Be careful about that. Because if you do make it to a deathbed confession, amen, you ought to be truthful from the heart. And you might not be so truthful from the heart because you're afraid, for one. Are you with me? And God don't deal with fear. You know, fear ain't about God. Amen. And when we repent, we ought to be real from the heart. I'm sorry. Are you with me? I'm sorry that I did this. I'm really sorry. I'm truthful from the heart. I'm sorry. I repent. I didn't mean to. I was wrong. But sometimes we just say it just to, you know, to make somebody happy. Amen. We want to be careful. The Bible teaches us, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to those who are lost, to whom the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them, lest they recover. We sometimes the world, the system, amen, of the devil, they get a hold to it because it works for them. It works. The system works. But it don't work for us because we don't believe it. So the Bible says, if I be lifted up, Christ, I will draw all men unto me. Christ had to be lifted up high and stretched wide, amen, on that cross for us to be drawn to him. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Draw nigh unto the Lord, and he will draw nigh unto you. That's the draw that we are to be drawn. But Satan has a powerful draw. All right? And I'm going to be closing. Just keep your eyes open for a little while longer, and it'll be over. Amen? He draws one through pornography. Amen? Bible teaches Christian woman to dress what? Soberly. Amen? You know, dress like, But pornography is drawing women to dress in all kind of way. In my days, it was a mini skirt and the hot pants. I don't know what Jared Day was. I don't know what happened. Ask him. He might know. But in my days, it was a hot pants and a mini skirt. Showing it all, and the wives got to poke their husband because the husband's eyes is stuck. He's trying to, amen, not look, but, you know. And then what happened is it's a photograph, it's a picture taken. Now it's in the mind. Now you go home laying in the bed, just thinking about, amen. Don't y'all, you're just thinking about what happened and what you saw. Amen. And pornography is not today, when you look at it, it's not just in the house. It's not just in a room or whatever. It's everywhere, because women are dressed in some kind of ways these days, and men. Amen. And the men too, you know. And once again, when you look at these girls on stage who our young folks adore, them. And I'm not going to call no names because I'm not picking on just one of those people. But they are dressing, showing stuff that should be shown just in the bedroom. Amen? They are showing too much. And then our young folks, right, is going for that. Amen. They are falling for that. Amen. And once it's in them, they want to be like that. Are you with me? Pornography will get you into trouble. I'm not going to stay a long time. Maybe another time I'll speak about it, but pornography is no good. And then we have the other, the love or the lust of money. Amen. The lust of it. You know, the Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have covered after, have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrow. It says, warn them who want to be rich in this world, that if they are to be rich, be careful, because money would draw you, money would put you places that you don't even want to be. Amen. Especially when you got a lot of it. I went to Richmond. This is the first time some years ago, right? I went into the store, and there was a whole line of people, right, waiting to get their numbers in. And if any one of you play numbers, don't get mad at me because I'm just preaching. Amen. You know. And it was a whole line of folks, right? And it was a lot of old folks. Amen. A lot of old people. You know, and I said, wow, boy, isn't this something? Right? And then I walked a little bit more and I look over here and they got a lot of machines. I think it was slot machines. I didn't go over there now, so you know, don't you know. But I'm saying it wasn't like that when I was coming up. You know, and everywhere is gambling now, you know, slot machines and stores. I went to this country store up here in West Petersburg over here, Dinwiddie or whatever, and they got slot machines and whatnot. Y'all know the store, right? Hey, amen. They got slot machines in there and whatnot, right? And I'm saying, wow, boy. You know? Now, someone will say something like this, you know, ain't nowhere in the Bible says thou shalt not gamble. But I stop by to tell you this. Gambling is a sickness. It will draw you away from the truth. Amen? It'll cause you to put your last that you're supposed to pay the light bill with, and because the devil is saying, pay that number right there, or you get it, you know? Don't, and then when you hit, you can pay your bill and you can have some. That's what it does. It does that to you. It tells that when money tells you what to do, you're in trouble. Are you with me? Hear me again, and I'm going to give it to you once more. If money tells you what to do, you're in trouble. As stated before, we dig the ore up. We build the machine. We cut the tree down. We make the paper. We make the money. Then we turn around and what? Serve it. Are you with me? That's what we do. Be careful. That's the devil's. That's how he draws us. In my last point. How he draws us. You ever heard that majority rules? You've heard that, right? And sometimes we follow the majority. You know, we follow if it's wrong, most people will follow it because it's a lot of people. Amen? It's a lot of folks, and they follow it. Because it's a lot of, you remember in the Old Testament when the 12 spies, they had went out to search to check the land, I'll see can it be occupied, and it says 10 came back and said what, can't, 2 came back and said yes, guess who won, the majority, are you with me? But the majority was wrong. Are you with me? They were wrong. The majority was wrong. And they had to suffer because they listened to the majority. Amen? And that's what happens sometimes to us. We see the majority, and just because, well, everybody else voted for him, I'm gonna vote for him too. Are you with me? You know, all the rest of my family voted for him, I'm gonna vote for him too. But that's the devil's draw. He will draw you into. Amen. the Bible says about the broad way. The broad way, the wide way. It says many going to travel that way. Many going to get on that broad way because it's wide. It just makes sense. Because a lot of stuff that's wrong makes sense, believe it or not. You know, a lot of stuff that's wrong, it makes sense. But we ought to know better. Amen? We ought to just know better. Because we are children of the light. And we don't walk in darkness. We see what we're stepping on. We see where we're going. We are children of the light. But it says that, and it speaks about the narrow way, which is the straight way. You see, a lot of people, it says few there be find it, will find it. Right? Because they don't believe in that narrow way. That narrow way is, you know, that's for those people, you know. Amen? But that narrow way is the way that God tells us to go. Amen. You see? And a lot of people don't like that narrow way because it's just too crowded. It's, you know, it's too boring. It's, this just ain't for me. Amen? But the broad way leads to destruction. It leads to destruction. The narrow way leads to life. I don't know about you, but I want life. I want heaven. I done gone through enough of that stuff here. I remember, and I'm gonna close there. You know, just a little bit longer. I remember when I first heard this, right? It put a shock in me. It scared me. It says people who go to hell said they're going to want to die and can't. That put fright in Kenny Patterson. I said, what? Going to want to die. We want to live now. Don't want to die, but it said in hell, you're going to want to die and can't. And then somebody else put some more fear in me. They said, you ever had a nightmare? You know, we all had nightmares before. Amen. It said, if you ever had a nightmare and it was real bad, scary, but you woke up. Whew, you woke up. Amen. They said, what if you don't wake up? Or shaking in my boots. Amen. What if you don't wake up out of that nightmare? Something wrong. Amen. You know, I thought about it. I said, whoa. Amen. 2 Timothy, the third chapter. Turn with me there, and we're going to close. The third chapter, verses 12 through 17, and verses chapter 4. Verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, verses 12 through 17. It says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. We're not going to get around it. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from the child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Chapter 4, verse 1 through 5. It says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Amen. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will what? Not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. They shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proofs of thy ministry. In other words, the devil has this thing out here, you know. It's drawing people. It's drawing folks. And we don't want to be drawn into that. We want heaven. When I get to heaven, you know, when I get to heaven, if one of you there, I want to say, I made it. Amen. Brother McLaughlin, I made it. How you doing, brother? You know, amen. How you doing? How, tell me, how is heaven? Let me show you some things. Amen. You know, you, this is what you want. Amen. You don't want to be the other place. Amen. That place that you're going to want to die and can't die. Amen. You want heaven. You want heaven. So you gotta obey his commandments. It's something that you must do. And that's, you must obey his commandments. Amen. If you are not a member, you must obey his commandments to become a member. And how you become a member is you must hear God's word. You can't get around it. You can't. The only thing that could help you is the word of God. Hearing it. You got to understand what you must do. You got to hear it. Once you hear it, you must believe. You can't go away and say, I don't know, right? Because if you don't know, you might want to just keep going or turn around and just have another study. Amen? You must believe what you heard. You must repent of your way, your thoughts. You must repent of the devil's system, because he has a system out there he wants us to be a part of. Amen? He wants us to be a part of that system. You must repent of your way. You must. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Amen? You must make that confession. Some say, you got to do all that, brother. Yes. Yes. Well, I don't know. Well, come back later. Or, you know, or let's go on. You must confess. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. Well, I don't know about the water. I see everything else, but I don't know what. Yes, you must. It's a must. You can't get around these things. And after that, you must stay faithful in God's grace. You must. It's a must. You got to. You can't get around it. You can't get around it. You must worship. You must give. You must preach. You must teach. Bro, Pastor, I can't preach. Yes, you can. You see, we preach. How we preach and teach by our lives. You may not be able to do it up here, but how you live, that's how some folks are going to see the Bible. How you live. Are you with me? I go to a store, right? And every time I go into this store, then they know me because I teach. I teach love. I teach get alongness. You know, I teach, you know, I don't go in there teaching that crazy stuff. I give them a good me. Are you miss? And I mean it. I ain't playing with it. That's me, right? And I will say, God bless you at the end of it, or God, you know, I would mention God's name. Are you with me? And they see me, they would come running. You know, I'm not bragging. They, you know, hey, Mr. Patterson, you know, they call me Mr. too. I feel so good. But anyway. You know, but that's how you do it. You must worship. You must preach. You must teach with your life. Right? You must study. You got to study. You can't get around studying. You must give. Amen. And some other musts. But since I've been too long already, you must love. You can't. That's one thing you cannot get around. You must love. You must love, because without it, you can do all those other things and it don't mean nothing. If you are here and you are a member and you are in need of prayer, as we together stand and sing the song that was appointed, you may ask for prayers at this time.